Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he and his colleagues are actively working to pass the House-approved year-round E15 legislation and a farm bill. When the House separated that year-round E15 legislation from the farm bill, that created new hurdles in the Senate. Thune says he's working on a strategy, given the 60-vote Senate threshold needed to clear the now freestanding bills.
We're having a robust discussion about it. I'm hopeful and confident that in the end we'll be able to succeed and pick up what the House did, figure out how to pair it with the farm bill that they sent over here, and try and get a result for the American people, and more specifically for the farmers all across this country.
Thune pointed out that many of those farmers won't be able to stay in business given the continuing farm crisis if this legislation doesn't pass.
So we want to do what we can to create additional demand for American agricultural products. Some of that obviously is trade related. I'm pleased to hear some of the news that came out of the president's visit to China last week. But E15 is also a way of creating additional demand for agricultural commodities in this country and creating additional supply when it comes to fuels.
Arkansas Republican John Bozeman, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, has indicated that he intends to release the Senate's draft proposal of the farm bill in, quote, the coming weeks. And state and local officials recently broke ground on a $47 million expansion of consolidated grain and barges operations at the ports of Indiana, Mount Vernon, a project expected to reshape how soybeans move from Hoosier farms to global markets, while marking the largest investment at the state's busiest port in more than two decades. The project, led by CGB, is designed to triple grain handling capacity tied to its soybean processing operations along the Ohio River. The company currently processes about 50 million bushels of soybeans each year at the Mount Vernon facility. Read more about this and find other farm news anytime at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.